Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we are halfway to knowing who will be at State Farm Stadium here in Arizona with UConn advancing and Alabama advancing. A couple more games later on today to find out who the final two will be in the final four. But one thing I know for sure, Mike Wilson, you and I will be there. We'll be there to cover it. And I also know this. We are getting a rematch of Caitlin Clark and this Reese gal from LSU. So I can't wait for that one. Honestly, brother, this is such a great time to be covering sports as baseball has just gotten underway. Obviously, we'll talk to John Poulter about that. But, oh, my gosh, my friend, this is the best time of the year, if you ask me, when we're talking about sports. We got March Madness. We got baseball starting. We got NBA basketball playoffs coming in really, really hot. It doesn't get much better than this, my friend. And then, yes, the Final Four here in Arizona. You and I will be there. Pretty awesome stuff.
It is pretty awesome stuff, man. And, hey, let's not forget hockey playoffs coming, man. I mean, I don't know if there's a better tournament besides the NCAA tournament than the hockey playoffs. So we can't leave that out. But we'll talk to John Poulter, I'm sure, after the break about the gear up for the NHL.
No, both of them, absolutely. Baseball, hockey, dude, there's just so much going on. My brain is running in 17 different directions, as you can tell. Obviously, we're just getting loose, getting warmed up. A lot happening in the sports world. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SKYRIZI, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All righty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through another one. Get at us a couple, few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we've got the real John Poulter with us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Hanging in there, thanks. How about you?
Not bad. Normally, we're bragging about our weather. Today, it's rainy and mucky and not such a great day, but it has been relatively nice here. Not as warm as it usually is, I don't think, for the month of March, but obviously we're approaching April now, and we'll see what happens. But where do you want to start, baseball or hockey?
I'm not fussy. We're probably going to touch on both, so your name's on the door, so you make the call.
All right, then let's start with Major League Baseball, as that obviously has just gotten underway. We know that. You know, it's going to be an interesting season, as we all know. The Yankees, I think they're going to come back this season and be a different team, and it seems that way right from the get-go, obviously, as they've gotten out of the gates pretty well. I think we're going to see similar stuff happening in the Central, where I don't know if we're going to have a team that is super-duper good in that division, but we'll have to wait and see. I think the West is going to be a battle again, John. I really do, with the Rangers and Seattle and who the heck knows. Maybe, just maybe, the Angels will play a factor, the Astros. I don't know. But right now, that division's a little interesting in the sense of Houston getting out really, really slowly. So I think that's something to watch. Moving over to the National League, I think the Braves are going to be right back there. I'm sure you guys do, too. And then we'll see what happens with the rest of that division with the East. But Pittsburgh, we've been talking about Pittsburgh for, like, a couple of years now. Like, oh, they're getting there. They're getting closer. I'm curious as to what you think about them this season, because obviously they've gotten out there 3-0 at this moment in time, but it's so early. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, as we all know that. But the Dodgers, they got out to the couple games when they won them real quick, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, they're 3-2 and looking up in that division right now. So I think it's very early in Major League Baseball, but I think there's probably a few things that are worth talking about, and let's start with the Pittsburgh Pirates, because I know that everybody's thinking this might be their year. What say you, John Poulter?
Well, they're in the right division, let's put it that way. Yeah. You know, they're playing the Miami Marlins in the opening series, which ends today, and I've been a little puzzled as to why the Marlins have come out of the gate so slowly. But, yeah, I think Pittsburgh have been building, and we saw this last year. They jumped out really early, so let's give it 30 days and see how they're doing. But certainly they've won their first series, and obviously they're working on the right track. But they're in the right division. I don't think that's going to be a very competitive division, so they maybe do have a chance.
Yeah, John, good morning. Happy Easter to you as well. Look, you know, here in the Valley of the Sun, I think a lot of Diamondback fans were caught off guard by the playoff run that they went on last year. Can we expect the same thing? Are they a better team this year, do you think? Are they about the same? I mean, they're in that same division, as everybody knows, as the Dodgers, who just write check after check after check. But what's your viewpoint on the D-backs this year?
Well, I think it's going to be tough, because I think they overachieved last year, and you know, generally when you see a team overachieve, they tend to take a step backwards the next year. We know about the Dodgers, we know about the Padres. I think the Giants have improved, so I think Colorado is probably really the only weak link in that division, Mike. I think they're in for a tough go, but the Dodgers and the Padres may spend a lot of time beating up on each other, and that could help the Diamondbacks.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking things down here. We're talking Major League Baseball at the moment. Yeah, I mean, look, I know that the D-backs scored 16 runs right away, and I think people were really, really excited about, oh, wow, we're going to go right back to where we were last year. And it's a difficult, daunting task, and obviously, again, you're going to hear me say this a lot. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and if we remember correctly, the D-backs they didn't win the division last year. You just got to be playing baseball or great baseball at the right time, I should say, and they were able to do that at the right time in the right moment last season. Milwaukee Brewers, what's your feeling on them? The pitching isn't as good as it's usually been, but with that being said, they've bolstered that lineup up quite a bit, and I think that, you know, that's been the biggest issue to me, is not enough bats and too much pitching, and making Craig Counsell back in the day when he was the guy have to be all kinds of creative and innovative. What's the difference in this Milwaukee Brewers team this season?
Good question. I mean, obviously, looking at the first series, Reese Hoskins is probably the biggest plus to that lineup. You know, it's funny that we talk about the Brewers dealing from a strength of pitching for many, many years. The Brewers were known as the big bat team. Harvey's Wallbangers, I think they were known as back in the 80s when, you know, if you scored six, they'd score seven.
Yep.
They've been playing the Mets. It's been a pretty intense series. So, again, they're in a division that's winnable. I don't think there's any team in that division that's head and shoulders above anybody.
John, you know, you and I were talking earlier in the week, and we're talking the problems that Shohei Ohtani is in. What's your view on it? What do you think Major League Baseball should do with it? I mean, I know they're in the middle of the investigation with it. How much do you buy what Ohtani was trying to sell at his press conference, just like your viewpoint on the whole thing?
Well, it's hard to believe that he didn't know anything about what was going on. I think the Dodgers and Major League Baseball are making a huge effort here to protect what they see as their brand and their big star for the next decade. We'll never really know how involved he was until the investigation is over. I think the Dodgers and Major League Baseball have played heavily on the fact that English is not his first language, and they've been very careful about how they've presented his comments and so on and so forth. But I have to wonder how a guy could let his agent steal that kind of money and not know about it. Ohtani strikes me as being a little bit sharper knife than that. I think a lot of it has to come out in the investigation, but I'm a little shocked at the approach that's been taken, quite frankly.
You know, I'm right there with you. I'll be honest with you. Let's just go the way this should go, okay? Think about what happened with Pete Rose and how that was handled. This to me is absolutely insanity that it's being handled in the way that it is. Most times when investigations are going on, those people are, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, they take them out of the equation while the investigation is going on. Is that fair to say, guys? Yes or no?
Exactly. Agree 100%, Andy.
And to me, that's what is so startling, shocking, whatever, however you want to phrase it, is that for some reason, to me, it's more like baseball wanted to be in the news, and this was the best way to get them in the news, but yet they're not going to really do anything about whatever happened along the way, and there's an investigation going on, but they're trying to act like nothing happened. It sends all the wrong messages once again. We got to take a break. I do want to get your final thought on that, John, and Mike as well, and then we'll shift gears and we'll obviously talk a little NHL hockey, but just your final take on that when we come back, guys. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year.
With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through another one. Get at us a couple few different ways. If you'd like, people, call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. We're talking with the real John Poulter. I believe you can get at John Poulter on Twitter at John Poulter, at 12 John Poulter. Is that correct, John?
That is correct.
All right. I said to you guys before the break, and I wanted to give you a final thought on my take or just in general with the oddity of how the Shohei Ohtani situation is being handled by Major League Baseball, the FBI, whoever the heck is involved with this thing. I've never seen it approached the way it's being approached. What say you, John, and then Mike, you finish us out. But I think it's incredibly strange.
Well, I have the three things that stick out big time with me, Andy. Number one, he was obviously reading from a prepared statement. So why was the translator taking notes as he was speaking before the translator spoke back to the press in English? I found that a little odd. If it was a prepared statement, I would have thought he had that information at hand. The second thing that struck me as being very odd was the fact that there was no questions afterwards. I think the optics on that are very, very bad. And the third thing is, if I understood his comments correctly, the money was sent from Ohtani's account to the bookie. If the agent was the one that was at fault, why did the agent not transfer the money from Ohtani's account to the agent's own account and then to the bookie? The mere fact that it went from Ohtani to the bookie, to me, makes this thing look absolutely awful. Whether this was done intentionally by the agent to point the finger at Ohtani, we will never know. But that's the three things that stick out in my mind.
Interesting. Mike?
Yeah, you know, John brings up a good point with, you know, the prepared statement and the new translator taking notes. John, for the same reasons that you just mentioned, I found it incredibly weird. I'm like, if he's doing this and here's the prepared statement, why are you having to translate it? Like John said, because you should have that information in hand. I think baseball and the Dodgers are trying to, you know, they're trying to protect their investment. They're trying to protect the face of the league for the next 5 to 10 years, and not really have this blow up in their face. And you know, Andy, there's just so much smoke, you know, with this. And you know, what the saying is where there's a lot of smoke, there's fire, right? I think there's a four alarm fire brewing. And we're just at the kindling stage where the fire just was lit.
Yeah, and I think I'm just going to put a cap on this by saying, in general, all we did with allowing gambling to be involved in sports and professional yep. sports partnering up with gambling is we opened Pandora's box, guys, and we basically have said, okay, you know what, something that has been so terribly looked at throughout our lives all of a sudden is okay. It's cool. It's kosher, and it's fine to do this. And if you don't think that athletes are going to get involved with this stuff, I think we're really fooling ourselves.
And I think it's just one of those things where at the end of the day, they want certain messes to happen. And I hate to say it, but this is a mess that professional sports has allowed to happen. And they want this to happen. Whether we want to admit it or not, they want this garbage to happen. It's like giving an alcoholic more drinks, okay? Like, it literally, like, think about it. You've made it legal so people can do this. What makes an athlete any frickin' different than a normal person that's trying to get ahead? And let's say that this, and in Shohei's case, it's definitely not the case, right? But like, let's say, for instance, there's a lot of guys being investigated right now in the NBA, okay, because of proposition bets and things like that. They wanted this to happen. I'm sorry, but it's just the way things work in our world. We live in a disgusting, terrible world. And this is what they wanted to happen. Whether anyone will ever admit it or not, this is Pandora's box that they opened, in my humble opinion. All right, fellas, let's move on a little bit and let's talk some NHL hockey. I noticed that Florida's back in the lead in their division, and the Bruins are back in the lead over Florida, and they just keep playing a game of switcheroo, to be honest with you, John, and it's been fun to watch that race the whole season, because there haven't been like crazy races, but that one, it seems like they bounce back and forth each and every week for the most part. The Rangers are holding off the Carolina Hurricanes, and I find that to be fun, and it's been intriguing to watch those two guys battle each other throughout the year. The Stars and the Avalanche, the same thing. They're battling each other. Winnipeg has fell off quite a bit. John, I'm sorry to say that, but it's just the truth. The Vancouver Canucks continue to play pretty well. Edmonton on their backs, right? And then my team, the ones that I adopted, the Vegas Knights, are in third, a little distant, but they're there. The one thing I didn't mention, and I will, the Coyotes have been eliminated once again, and they're going to continue to fight for them to have a stadium here, and it makes no sense to me. But hockey's pretty interesting right now, John, because, you know, not that much has changed, but I do think the cream of the crop is starting to separate themselves a little bit from the rest. What say you?
Yeah, no question at all, and you talk about that Boston-Florida game of leapfrog. Circle your calendar for next Saturday night in suburban Miami. The Bruins make a trip to that town to play the Florida Panthers. That may come down to the division being decided that night.
No, I agree with you. And it's we're getting down to, how many more games are left in the season? What are we at?
About eight or
75-ish, right around there, right? Somewhere
eight,
in the, like what?
Eight or nine for most teams. Yeah, about eight or nine for most teams.
All right, Mike, jump on in, my friend.
Oh, yeah, no. John, you know, you got a guy up there in Toronto, Austin Matthews. He hit 60. He got the 60 goals again. What does that mean for the franchise, him, the league? What does that tell you about Toronto's team in general?
Well, he's tied his own record for the most goals in a single season in Leaf history, so he's a pretty sure bet to pass that. He could have had four or five last night. He was very unfortunate not to have had four or five. I think the fact that a guy from a non-traditional hockey market has made a super mark in a very traditional hockey market is a big step for the NHL, and I think they're milking it to every extent they can, and quite rightly so.
You know, it's not like we don't have talent in this neck of the woods. We do. We've got a ton of talent, but it's just it doesn't make sense to me why they force hockey so much in the desert, but we've had a few stars come out of Arizona, so I kind of understand where Gary Bettman continues to want that to happen. But at the end of the day, it's a struggle. It doesn't seem like it's been taken the same way as, let's say, NFL football has in Arizona people can't get enough of that, but they seem to not want to have to go to Coyote games for whatever reason. All right, John, so let me ask you this real quickly. Looking at everything, who is your favorite for the Stanley Cup this year?
I still think Colorado is going to be heard from. They're hanging in there with Dallas. I still think that's a better team than most. That's the one that that I would be looking to make the biggest mark in the playoffs. And Boston and Florida just may beat each other up.
No, that's true. I mean, who knows what will happen with that? Looking at, just out of curiosity, who would be a dark horse then? If those are your front runners, who's a dark horse?
I would say Vancouver or Edmonton, based on the way that Vancouver's played all season and the way that Edmonton has played in the last couple of months, putting a lot of pressure on Vancouver. Both teams, maybe Edmonton more so than Vancouver, but I think both teams are kind of in win-now mode. I think if the Oilers don't do it this year, I think they've got to look at doing some kind of a rebuild there on the fly, because McDavid isn't getting any younger. And there's a lot of money out there on three or four players. So I think this is kind of a do-or-die day for the Oilers.
Mike said this a little earlier about NHL hockey playoffs being amazing, and I agree with him. Where are you on NHL hockey playoffs versus any other playoff?
Well, I see more of them because of where I live and the community that I grew up in. But I think NHL playoffs are much more intense than the playoffs in any other sport, quite frankly. And I think it's the toughest trophy to win.
I'm right there with you, man. I love watching NHL playoff hockey. It is, I mean, look, those guys can play two, three, four overtimes, and they play till it ends. And then they get right back there the next day. So I'm right there with you, John. As always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey like nobody's business. That's why we have them, people. We got to take a break. We'll get into the NCAA March Madness. Mike and I on the other side, so keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through another one. Get at us if you'd like to, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, my friend, Saturday came and went. We'll get to Sunday in a moment. Okay, so let me just go through this with you in my head, okay? I'm watching UConn and Illinois play, and it's 23-23, and then all of a sudden, UConn is up 28-23 at halftime. And then we go for about 50 minutes of real time. Let me say that one more time. We go 50 freaking minutes of real time. Maybe 52, okay? I don't remember exactly. But it was over. It was 50 or more. Where Illinois did not score a single freaking point, okay? We're talking about a game that from the end of the first half, a minute 45 seconds, until about, I don't know, honestly, under 10 minutes in the second half or right around there until this team scored a frickin' bucket, got a point. They got outscored 30-0, people. 30-0. You can't win like that. That's not competition. I'm sorry, but you know, I'm sitting there texting with my brother in this group, and they're making fun of me after, because Alabama and Clemson was a pretty good game, but again, that was a good game because the team couldn't make free throws, and they weren't hitting 3-point shots, and then all of a sudden they were hitting 3-point shots. Like the college basketball game, man. I'm sorry, but I'm watching this. I'm taking it all in. I love the competition. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lack of competition that we have to address as well in certain games, and UConn seems to be so much better than everybody else. I'm gonna be really, really interested to see if anybody can compete with them at the Final Four, Mike Wilson. I'll be honest with you, because they have gone through this tournament so easily. It's been somewhat boring, in my humble opinion, to watch when UConn plays, because at some point they just run a team right out of the building. And in this case, I don't know if it was because UConn was so great. I really don't know that, because my eyes were telling me something different, and that was that Illinois was afraid of the basket. Like, I'm sorry, but that was one of the poorest excuses of a basketball game that I have seen in a long, long time, where a team goes 50-plus minutes without scoring a frickin' basket, man. Like, that's unwatchable. 30-0, UConn went on a run. 30-0. I don't know if I've ever seen a run like that in my history of watching basketball. Have you?
I have never seen anything like that. And here's what, you know, I was watching the game with a bunch of Illini, you know, people last night. And they were, hey, how about if we stop shooting threes and actually try and take the basket into the mid-range area? Because it did, you know, Andy, you were watching that game, I'm watching that game, like, to take it in, to try and take that ball inside and challenge Donovan Klingon, like, he was altering shots down low, he was blocking shots down low, and it was just a sight to behold, because I was like, all right, the game plan is to take it right at the big guy, you know, kind of go chest to chest, and that's not working out. All right, we're going to start shooting threes, and we're not hitting threes, but we're going to keep shooting threes. And I'm like, take the game, get the mid-range game going. Get something where you see the ball go in the basket, you know, and maybe you can start something from there. But, man, like you said, 50 minutes, 50 real minutes of no buckets by a College One, Division One basketball team in the Elite Eight, in the NCAA tournament, was just insane. That was just crazy. You know, and look, UConn in that first half, they didn't take advantage of the struggles that Illinois was having, you know, getting the ball to go in the bucket. It's not like, you know, UConn was just overpowering that first half. They missed their first 10 three-pointers.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, in that first half, we had two struggling teams, and I know that everybody, you know, and I think you and I are in this boat together on this, but, you know, UConn's probably the best team out there, like, defensively, all around, coaching, like, they're a squad. But for the first half, most of that first half yesterday, they weren't exactly, you know, lighting the world on fire, but, you know, leave it to them to try and figure out, make some, you know, Danny Hurley making some adjustments from the coaching standpoint, and they go on that 30 to nothing run. I mean, everything they were throwing up, dude, was going in the ocean. And everything that the Illini were trying to throw in the ocean was hitting the desert. Like, it just wasn't happening. And so it was crazy to watch, man.
Shannon was awful. The kid was really good up until yesterday. He was awful. Damask was the only guy that could really shoot and play for the Illini. Just a really disappointing effort. I'm sorry, but like their strength was like you're talking about in the first half. They were backing guys down. They were getting to the basket, and then all of a sudden in the second half they completely went away from what was working for them in the first half. And then once they did that, it was a domino or a spiral effect, and they just lost themselves. They literally lost themselves. That was one of the uglier basketball games that I can remember watching. They just didn't show up. And, you know, look, I will give credit where credit is due. I agree. I think UConn is really good in every facet. You know, the big guy down low, he's a shot alterer, man. Like, obviously, he had a ton of blocks and made things difficult for guys when he was in there. So to your point, Illinois needed to take more advantage of when the big guy wasn't on the floor and go to the rack. It just got ugly. It got bad, and they could not flip the script and get themselves out of whatever mess they were in, and it just got worse. It was an ugly basketball game. The other game was definitely entertaining. Okay, I will give Clemson and Alabama all the credit in the world. They went out there and they played a great basketball game. It was a fun game to watch. It was shot making, right? Like that to me, that's what was great about that game. It wasn't one team not being able to score, one team, you know, going on a long major drought, which they did. These teams did. They went on their droughts. It's not like they're immune to it because they're not. But it was more about shot making in that game, and I found that to be refreshing because I haven't really said that about many of these games so far, Mike.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you on that. And look, you know, the Tide were down 13, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, this is a few shots, made shots, a couple threes away from getting out of control for the Tide. But we all know, look, you watch basketball on any level now, a 13-point lead is not insurmountable. It's not because of the way that teams, players these days at the pro level, college level, utilize the three. I mean, it's just you're always in it. But, I mean, it did have that feel of, okay, you know, Bama needs to kind of figure this out a little bit and make some stops before it becomes an insurmountable lead. 13 can go to 23, a 23-point lead, lickety-split, and before you know what hits you. And they figured it out. They started making threes, like you said, Andy. And you know what? You got to give, you know, the Bama coach, head coach Nate Oates, a lot of credit, and he didn't let his team waver. He got them organized. He made some adjustments, and you know the ball going through the hoop from 3-point land obviously was huge, but you know you don't get that unless Nate Oates is making, you know, impassioning his crew, his guys, to take a stand. And it was interesting to see. And I'll tell you what, at the end of the game, the post game, seeing Charles Barkley say "Roll Tide" was just, I mean, for any Bama fan, that's gotta mean something for him to see the Auburn guy root for your team. But, you know, look, all credit in the world to Alabama. First time going to the Final Four in school history. You know, I know you and I have said we're going to be there. It's always nice when you get a team like that, that it's their first time at the Final Four. And sometimes you and I both talk about it at different sports, different levels, playoffs. Sometimes these young teams have just never been anywhere like this. Ignorance is bliss, and they don't know. They don't know exactly how this is all going to go, but they play, and that somehow maybe they pull it out and they win a title. Alabama is certainly deserving to be there, but they got a tall task with UConn next weekend. But, you know, look, you want a Cinderella story. We can talk about NC State and Duke today, and NC State, you know, making a run like they haven't since Valvano was there in 83.
No, absolutely. We'll get to the games that are happening today in just a little bit, but just a kind of a final thought for me about Alabama. Sears was unbelievable, hitting three-pointers for them, that little guy. He was talking about it after the game.
Yeah.
6'1". He doesn't have all the ability and the skill that all these other guys do, but he put in countless hours in the gym practicing that shot of his. And you know what? He said he was living his dream. And that's really, really cool to see that kid so excited about this opportunity that's in front of him. Nelson's a baller, dude. Pringle's a baller. Griffin can play. Their starting five is pretty solid, my friend. They're good. They're athletic. They're fun to watch. And that's something I can support. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways, people. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. You know, there's a lot of other sports going on, Mike, as we know. I mean, we're talking a lot about March Madness. We're talking a little bit about the beginning of Major League Baseball and obviously hockey playoffs coming up. We got the NBA playoffs coming up. You know, there's a great golf tournament going on right now. There's also a lot of MMA, the UFC is always happening. So at the end of the day, my friend, we're never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. Anything you need to get off your chest before we get out of here this hour?
Look, I don't have too much, but you know, we should probably spend some time next hour talking about the women's game. Like they deserve, you know, all the flowers that we can give them. So it should be something that we talk about. I mean, there's quality players, and look, you can make the argument. People know more women college basketball players than they know the stars in the men's game right now, for sure. So they deserve a little recognition when we come back from break.
Look, Reese and Caitlin Clark are going to be going at it once again. I mean, I think that That's going to be must-see TV, as we all know. We talk about that. That's definitely must-see TV. And in general, when we talk about Caitlin Clark, I think she's must-see. I don't know if you heard about this, but she was offered a contract by Ice Cube to play in the Big Three. I don't know if you heard about that. $5 million or whatever. And, you know, I she can't take it. We know this. She's got to go to the WNBA. But that right there speaks volumes about the respect that she has throughout the world with how good she is and how great of an impact she has on the basketball floor. So kudos to her for opening people's eyes, right? Like, at the end of the day, kudos to Caitlin Clark for opening people's eyes to realize that.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton attending along with Lizzo and Queen Latifah. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November. Now, you need to pay $250,000 just to get into this event, and everyone will get a signed copy of Trump's coffee table book of photos from his administration called Our Journey Together. In other news, the Biden administration administration on Friday authorizing billions of dollars in aid to Israel, including bombs and fighter jets. This is an employee at the State Department stepping down because she doesn't like the Biden administration's support of Israel. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Anel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Get at us a couple few different ways. If you'd like, you can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the X for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we're halfway home to the Final Four. We got a couple more games later on today, a little after the show, to decide who will be the other two. We know two of them. We got Alabama and we got UConn. And then later on today, we'll find out if it's Duke getting through. I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see. I'm not so sure on that one. And then we'll see about Purdue. We'll see if they can get through. Tennessee, Purdue, that's the first game, if I'm not mistaken. The second game, NC State and Duke. So, yeah, we'll be talking a lot about that. We're going to have to talk a little bit about Caitlin Clark getting back out on the floor playing against Reese and LSU. And tons of things to talk about this hour, Mike Wilson. So I hope you're ready, my friend.
Oh, I'm absolutely ready, man. Look, we talked about at the top of the show. It's tournament time. It's NCAA men's and women's Elite Eight Final Four. We got NBA playoffs coming in hot. We got the hockey playoffs. We got the Masters coming up. We got a lot to talk about, bro. So let's get to it.
I agree. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap about what's happening in the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through another one as we are approaching Final Four weekend coming here in Arizona at State Farm Stadium. Glendale will be the site. Mike and I definitely will be out there covering it. So excited about that opportunity where we'll see Alabama. Obviously, we'll see Alabama. And then we're obviously going to see UConn. Who are we going to see? Tennessee or Purdue? Or are we going to see NC State or Duke? Those are what we have left. Look, I do want to give the women's game some love. So just a little teaser about what's to come. We will talk Tennessee and Purdue. We will talk NC State and Duke, which an amazing run for both Duke and NC State when you think about it. Obviously more so for NC State, but... and Tennessee, I think I mentioned to you that I thought they potentially could be a Final Four team when I was talking to you maybe a week or so ago about stuff. But let's talk women's hoops real quick. and give it some love. We know the Caitlin Clarks of the world. We know how impressive she is. But I got to give you a little credit, my friend. I didn't know that the Oregon State Beavers were as good as they are. The Lady Beavers are pretty solid, my friend, and they've got a great opportunity today to maybe upset a team that, I don't know, if they lost a game in like 3 years, I don't even know, but South Carolina's really good.
Right.
You know that, right? No, they're really good. So Oregon State going up against South Carolina in the women's game. We got NC State playing Texas in the other one. Oregon State, my friend, making their noise, not only in baseball, but women's hoops too, my friend. So congrats to you.
Well, you know, it's always good to see a program of a school that you went to doing so well, you know, and people are like, well, Oregon State, you know, they weren't winning close games last year, the year before, you know, they had only won 13 games, you know, the previous year. And we got to remember, and I realize there's not a lot of us out there, but we know the women's program, the women's hoops program in Corvallis, the last probably 10 years has actually been pretty solid. They were an Elite Eight team, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. They won the Pac-12 title on the women's side. You know, they've made some noise. They fell off because a lot of people transferred out for whatever reason, but Scott Ruick, the head coach, stayed the course. He's been there forever, got back the culture, got some gals in there that can seriously play ball. And you know what? All the credit in the world to Scott Ruick and the Oregon State women's team. They, you know, if it wasn't for Stanford, they would have probably been the highest ranked team all year in the Pac-12. But right now, you know, they and USC are holding up the Pac-12 flag in the women's tournament, and USC has a very good team. They're a number one seed. They got Juju Watkins, who's no joke as a player, as a true freshman at USC. But the Beavers' task is pretty daunting, to say the least, today, taking on South Carolina. But look, you got to lace them up, right? And you got to play the game, and anything's possible in the game. It's going to be a challenge today, taking on South Carolina for sure.
You mentioned USC, and I was going to go there, so I'm kind of glad you did that. It's pretty cool when you see former players supporting their schools the way that they are. We see it in the men's game. I saw Allen Houston at the game for Tennessee yesterday. It was pretty cool to see that, because haven't talked about Allen Houston in a long, long time, since the New York Knickerbockers back in the day, right? So that was pretty cool.
Right.
We also see we see Cheryl Miller and them when they're at the USC games. There's something special about that, and it's really cool to see people go back. I saw Big Shot Bob, you know, he was in the house with Alabama, and Sears was hitting those big shots. Like, it was really cool, man. Like, that stuff to me, that like, us older people, we have an appreciation for that. I just think it's cool when the alumni are so into what their schools are still doing right now. James Worthy was at the game the other day for North Carolina. Like, dude, it's just cool. Like, I find that stuff to be very cool, very heartwarming, and to show that those guys still have an appreciation for their school that they were once a part of, and they're still a part of it. Like, that's cool. Just because you're gone doesn't mean you're not involved. Like, if Auburn would have done something, I guarantee you Charles would have been all over it, and they would have been loving it
too. Oh yeah,
right? Like there's something really cool, there's something really special about former players supporting their old schools, being at those games and being in those moments. Are you in agreement?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in agreement with that. And, you know, it goes back to one of the main reasons why I like college sports the way I do. And you know I do. It's everybody has their school. That's the school that they went to. I'm an Oregon State Beaver. I deal with Duck fans all the time or Husky fans. And, you know, you see it in the stands. There is passion there. That's my school. Those are the guys. Those are the gals that I back. And you ride and die with them, regardless of how the program's doing or the team's doing. They're just your team. And I get it. And I'm with you, Andy. When I see these players that went on to great NBA careers and won championships and all that, that they're sitting there in the stands rooting for their team. I mean, look, hey, one of the reasons I was rooting for North Carolina to get to the Final Four, MJ probably would have been there, man. You know, we could have bumped heads with MJ. MJ shows up everywhere when Carolina's doing well. It's great to see Worthy, you know, all those kind of guys. It just tells you, yeah, like you said, they have passion for their team, their school, and they're all in.
All right, so the big day for LSU and LSU and Iowa is going to be Monday. I believe that one tips off at like 4 o'clock our time, and then UConn playing USC after that one. Caitlin Clark going up against Reese again. We know what happened with them last year. A lot of smack talk, a lot of this, a lot of that. How do you see this one playing out? Does Caitlin get her this time?
You know, that's a very good question. And the thing with Iowa is, we all know they have Caitlin and what she does on the court and what she means. I mean, look, in the last game that she played, she scored 29 points and had 15 assists. So she's not only a scoring machine, she can dish the ball around, spread the ball around, and get other people involved. LSU is just a different animal. They're kind of like, they have that South Carolina swag to them. A lot of people get turned off by LSU because of their coach, Kim Mulkey, Angel Reese, and all the trash talking she does. But at the same time, Andy, I sit there and go, we deal with this with the men's game. So, you know, when we come back from break, I'll answer your question, but it's a bit of a nuanced answer I'm going to give you.
All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, and obviously we'll wrap up our women's hoops conversation. We'll get back into the men's, and then we'll also have to talk a little NBA hoops too before we get out of here. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, it's time for your real prediction with your whatever... whatever way you phrased your answer is going to be LSU and Iowa. And then I do want your thought on UConn and USC as well. So LSU, Iowa, Reese, Clark, round two, who wins?
LSU.
Wow.
LSU can win because I think that I think LSU's bigger. They can rebound. They can get on the boards. Iowa's not as big, and that's their one kind of soft spot. Is they don't necessarily have the bigs and athletic bigs like LSU. I think I've never thought Iowa's going to go and win the title. Like there's just something about their size that bothers me. And South Carolina is just so good. LSU is good. I mean, these teams that are left. I mean, any one of them could win the title. I'm not saying Iowa can't win the title. I just don't see them doing it. I think LSU gets them a second time, but I actually think this is a really close game, like last possession type of game between LSU and Iowa. And if we're talking, UConn and USC, I think USC beats UConn. And I think Juju is just one of those players that, you know, they talk about generational talent. This chick's only a freshman, and she's doing what she's doing. USC is very, very talented. They got bigs. They can shoot. They can play defense. But when you have such a game changer like a Juju Watkins, I'm gonna roll with Juju and the Trojans on this one, even though. Hey, one of my favorite women college basketball players of all time, and she's coming off a horrendous injury, is Paige Bueker, or Buckers, or however you say her last name. She is, I mean, before I saw Caitlin, I thought Paige was probably the best college player, just how she moved on the court, shot, handled the ball, the whole thing that I had seen in a very, very long time. But you know, Caitlin Clark's kind of changed that a little bit. But I do think USC does get it done and beats UConn, you know, in their game.
I got Iowa and I got USC. I'm going to keep the Caitlin Clark love going, and hopefully she gets the better of this matchup this time around. All right, let's go back to the NCAA men's basketball, talk about what we're going to see in a little bit. Tennessee playing Purdue. That's the first game. NC State playing Duke, familiar foes there. Obviously, they know each other really well. Tennessee and Purdue, I don't know how many times they've ever played before, but doesn't matter. Purdue playing the best I've ever seen them play in college basketball, the tournament in a long, long time. Like, they look focused. They're winning games the same way. Look, we're talking a lot about UConn and how dominant they are. Purdue's been relatively dominant as well, my friend. And if I'd say the two best teams I think that are playing in the tournament right now, it is Purdue and it is UConn. Those are the two best teams in my humble opinion. So we may wind up getting to see those two play, you know, in the final game if it winds up happening that way. How does Tennessee beat Purdue today? How does Purdue beat Tennessee?
Well, they can't allow 30-0 runs, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hear you.
Look, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just you got to stay away from letting the other team just get out and kind of impose their will type of thing. I know it's kind of a general blah answer, but, I mean, at the end of the day, that's really what it comes down to. Can you make shots? Can you make stops? And can you not turn the ball over? I mean, it's as simple to me as that. I don't know who exactly wins this game. You know, personally, Andy, I would love to see a championship game between UConn Purdue only because you have the battle of the bigs in the middle. That would be fascinating for me to watch because, you know, Edie is what, 7'3", whatever he is. And then, the kid from UConn, why is his name escaping me? But he's, you know, he's 7'2". They bang. They'll be physical. It's not like it would be a battle between two extremely athletic bigs, type of thing. But it would be a physical battle down low. But I do think the key that Purdue has now that they haven't had in the past is, they got guys that can make shots from the inside, which opens up things for Edie on the inside for their offense. And when you can loosen that defense up and they're not just all sagging back on Zach Edie, you're going to create problems. And they can Purdue can play defense too. And I'm not saying, look, Tennessee can't play defense and stuff, but Zach Edie, you can say in whatever you want about maybe his pro prospects, but as a college basketball player, that guy's a problem. He's a big problem, you know, for any team that goes up against him. And he handles himself very well. He's very controlled down there. But for the first time in probably his career, I've seen him like be emotional about stuff, slapping fives, talking a little bit, getting excited. I like players that can express themselves a little bit like that and show us that they're in the game. I just think the overall completeness of Purdue is going to win them the basketball game against Tennessee.
I'm right there with you. And by the way, the big guy from UConn's name is Donovan Klingin. So,
Yes,
it'll be interesting to see if that is the matchup that winds up happening. They probably were the two best teams throughout the year. I think that's a fair statement where Purdue was and where UConn was throughout the season. And that is an intriguing matchup for sure. I think Purdue is very similar to UConn in a lot of ways, like you're saying. Yep. Very, very, very complete basketball team in a lot of ways. And it'll depend on the others. I think that's kind of the way it always works in sports is the others. Who's going to show up and hit some clutch shots down the stretch? And I do think that Purdue has taken their lumps along the way, and they've had some early exits in this tournament. I really think they're poised. They're ready to go out and have a very strong showing against Tennessee. I think Tennessee has to want to run them off the floor. I really do. And you know, we talked about that 30-0 scoring drought for Illinois. In a weird way, I don't know if you've watched Big Ten basketball, but a lot of these teams in the Big Ten can go on long scoring droughts. So I think that's something to watch for once again. Is there a team that gets out and the other team is struggling to make buckets? That'll be something to watch for. Turnovers and rebounds. I think that's like you were talking about turnovers. I think rebounds, offensive rebounds, that's a big stat to watch as well. And I think Purdue has a big advantage. They have a size advantage in that sense. So that'll be something interesting to watch. NC State playing Duke. Look, NC State is on a magical run, right? Duke's a pretty good basketball team. They've got some bigs that are okay. They've got some athletic ability. NC State they've impressed me with their athleticism, and they've impressed me with the big shot making. I think that both of these games could really come down to shot making, which is what I want. That to me is what makes that's what makes for a great matchup. It is not hoping guys are missing, but hoping guys are making shots, and it comes down to who can make a shot versus who's going to miss a shot. So I think when we're talking about these four schools that are left, Purdue is very capable of making some big, big shots. NC State has shown us that they are capable of making big, big shots. I'm curious to see how Tennessee goes out. I'm curious to see how Duke goes out. Duke, on paper, Duke should win this game, right? They're the higher seed. Tennessee playing Purdue, it's chalk. Like, we're at chalk with these two. Right. They're the 1-2. So at the end of the day, I don't think we should be shocked or surprised if either one of them advance. But I do think Purdue has some distinct advantages. If they take advantage of that, they should be victorious today, Mike.
No, it's all about taking, you know, advantage of situations that arise during the game. And look, you know, NC State, I mean, come on. Could be parallels to Jim Valvano and the 1983 Wolfpack be any more similar? Like, it's just insane in terms of this run. They win the ACC in dramatic fashion. They're winning games. They're one step away from the Final Four. You know, there is a, I mean, you know, probably, Andy, there's an Arizona connection with the NC State team and one of their shooting guards. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, Duke's not going to be too fazed by this. They're used to kind of being here type of deal. Like we always talk about, NC State, ignorance is bliss. Who knows?
I agree, man. I think we got some good ball games ahead of us today, unlike the Illinois UConn game yesterday.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf. You can join the fun, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, my friend. Got to get your thoughts. Your
I do have a question for you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I saw that. I forgot. Go
now,
ahead.
This is, no, it's a, it is perfectly fine. You know, we're getting old, so we forget things from time to time. It's all right. hey, look. And look, everybody out there, this is just in fun, just trying to have a good time on the radio with my buddy here. But it's college basketball related. We all know. There's not a lot of people out there that like Duke for various reasons, right? Like, you know, with Christian Laettner, the whole that whole history with Duke. But I was wondering, Andy, if you had a Mount Rushmore of the most annoying Duke players ever, who would be on your Mount Rushmore of the most annoying, frustrating Duke players to watch? Who do you think?
So I feel like this is a loaded question because I'll explain why. Because I think we're going to see, I mean, I already know we're going to see somebody's brother here in Arizona at State Farm Stadium. And that's obviously
the wrong Danny Hurley.
No, it's Danny Hurley. One of the more gritty, gutty, annoying guys that I really liked to watch play was Bobby Hurley. But I can tell you that I think he annoyed the living daylights out of people when he played. He was a pest. He was in your face. He was very emotional. I mean, obviously, we see him on the sidelines. Him and his brother, by the way, are spitting images of each other. It's kind of crazy watching them both on the sideline. Yeah. It's crazy how similar they are in that sense. And to a certain degree, I was getting a little annoyed with Danny Hurley and some of his antics on the sideline. I saw him on the floor more often than not. I mean, like, why not give that guy a technical foul? Like, seriously, no joke. But I think that, look, he's a standout guy for me that I think was like Johnny Dawkins was a great player. I don't think he was annoying. I think he was great. I liked watching him play.
Right.
He was a crafty lefty guy. Right. You know, Jay Williams, he was a pest out there. He and on TV, I find him really annoying at times. I'll be honest with you, since you're asking me all these questions and getting personal with me. But I think the guy that stands out most to me, honestly, is Bobby Hurley. Like I don't like watching him on the sideline. I think he was a great point guard. Like, don't get me wrong, but holy cow.
Right.
His antics have really, maybe they've soured me so much about him that, like, I think he was, my point is this. I think the way he played the game is the way he coaches the game, with a lot of passion,
right,
with a lot of heart, with a lot of determination, with a lot of desire. But I think he, in my humble opinion, that might be the most annoying Duke Blue Devil that I've ever watched play. Who's your most annoying Duke Blue Devil?
There's a few I probably put on the list. Probably the top would be Christian Laettner. Like, just, you know, if there was one guy that got your blood boiling, it was Laettner. One, I mean, he was so good. Like, he's one of the top college basketball players of all time in my book. Hurley's on the list. Wojo, remember him? He'd just always be slapping the floor and all that kind of thing. And J.J. Redick. You know, as much as I like Redick's podcast that he puts out and all that kind of stuff, man, as a player, man, I just wanted him to have a bad game and Duke to lose so bad and everything. But, yeah, J.J. Redick certainly on probably the Mount Rushmore most annoying Duke players out there.
All right, so we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of the NBA basketball season where, in all honesty, I think you want to be healthy coming into the next couple of weeks, more so than anything. But obviously the Boston Celtics have really separated themselves from anybody else in the league, if you ask me. The Western Conference is going to be a dogfight. Minnesota currently leading the Western Conference, but it's really a virtual tie with the three teams, Oklahoma City and Denver. But obviously Minnesota holds the tiebreaker over both of those teams. More so, I'm looking down at the 7, 8, 9, and 10, and think about how many future Hall of Famers are going to be playing just to get in to the NBA playoffs in the Western Conference, from Kevin Durant to Devin Booker and LeBron and KD. LeBron and AD, and obviously Draymond and Clay and Steph. I mean, it's insane looking at those squads and the potential that they're not going to be in. Sacramento last year was a shy, and this year they're gonna dogfight just to get into the postseason. So the Mavericks, I think they're playing well at the right time. They've won six straight. They made a lot of deadline deals that have obviously worked out for them. Dallas is going to be tough. They're going to be really, really tough to beat. Luka playing at such a high level. Kyrie with the ability to hit the shots that he can hit. I'm really, really looking forward to the NBA playoffs. Obviously, I think it's going to be a Boston-Milwaukee Eastern Conference final, but there's no guarantee on that. Cleveland is hungry. New York is hungry. Orlando in the five spot, I'm not too worried about them, but then you look a little bit down and you see Miami in the seventh spot, and they're probably going to have to do it from the play-in again because they're a couple games or a game behind Indiana, in two behind them in the win column and one behind them in the loss column is, for, or actually the same in the loss column. So they're just a game behind them. But maybe scheduling wise, maybe it favors Indiana a little bit or Orlando to stay in the top six. But we've seen what Miami can do from the play-in spot, right? Like, so.
Right. Yeah.
Is there a team? Is there a team other than Milwaukee that Boston should be fearing? And again, I don't think Boston fears anybody. So let me make that statement very clear. But
right,
my point
right.
is there another team in the Eastern Conference besides the Bucks that might be able to push or press the Boston Celtics, in your opinion?
You know, I'd like to say Cleveland or New York, but really, as you know, in Andy, I'm speaking kind of from a fan standpoint a little bit on this, Miami, because they've done it. They've pushed Boston in the playoffs. They've pushed them out of the playoffs. And they're not scared of Boston. Jimmy Buckets is and the crew there, and Bam, they're Tyler Hero, they're not scared of Boston necessarily, because they've had success against them. I still do think, like you, it's Boston and Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. But if there's a team that can screw that up, it could be the Milwaukee Bucks. It could be the Miami Heat for sure. So it's going to be interesting for sure. See how this plays out. You know, I've been telling, you know, anybody that would listen the last few days, they asked me about the Western Conference, and I said, I don't know if Golden State makes it. Like, I'm not sold. They're only a game ahead of Houston. I know there's only a few games left, but I mean, we got some important basketball coming down the stretch here, and it would be weird, Andy, not to see Steph and the gang in the playoffs. But to a certain extent, that speaks to the job that Ime Udoka, and say what you want about him and his personal life, the guy can coach. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that Houston was just a cesspool of nothing. Like, it just, that was a bad organization, bad basketball being played. Ime has come in and does what he does. And the guys like playing for him. So it wouldn't shock me in the least if Golden State's not there and Houston's in there. In the West, you know, we've talked about Milwaukee in the same sense that we feel like Milwaukee, it doesn't necessarily mean anything for them to not have home court throughout the playoffs. I think the same can be said for the Denver Nuggets. I you know, you and I will probably agree on this. Everything goes through Denver. Like, to me, they are the best team. They've done it. They've won it. They know what it takes to get a championship, to win a championship. And as much as I like the stories of Minnesota and Oklahoma City, they just haven't done it yet. And until you haven't done it, you haven't done it. And, you know, when you got a guy like Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray that you can hang your hat on, and then, like you were talking about in the college game, it's about other guys coming along and making plays and making shots. Denver's that team. They got a bunch of guys that can make all sorts of shots and help their team get to the next round and win another championship. So in the West, it's Denver and everybody else.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that thought process at all. Jokic, so skilled. Murray, incredible. They run the pick and roll like nobody's business. I think they run the pick and roll
right
the way we thought that Giannis and Dame would run it, but it's a little different the way that they run it. Yeah, I give credit to Houston. Like, let's give credit where credit is due.
Right.
They have an interesting, they've made it interesting, like for real. They're a game out of being in the playoffs right now. the same amount of wins as the Golden State Warriors, just a couple more losses than they have, right? Or one more loss than they have. But at the end of the day, my friend, they've made this exciting. They've made this. They've kept their city involved in what potentially could be a play. These days is just getting in the play-in. It's like they have a shot. Do they have to win a lot of games? Yeah, but they got a shot. I think team to look out for in the West. I don't know why again, but I used to think it was going to be the Clippers, but they've had some slip.
Yeah.
I really think the Dallas Mavericks are going to be an incredibly difficult out. And then the other team I'm looking out at a little bit is the New Orleans Pelicans, man. With the health in Ingram, and they're going to be a really, really tough out as well. I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. with Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf, and obviously, before we do our parting shots, got to thank Mike Wilson for joining me, as he always does. Obviously, got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us, talking hockey and baseball with us like he does. And obviously, get at us a couple few different ways. On the X for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. And IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, parting shot time. You are up.
My parting shot goes out to all the NCAA tournament fans out there. Look, get your popcorn, get your soda, get your nachos, and just enjoy these kids that are trying to make a dream come true for their school, for themselves, the coaches, the stories that go along with it, the sacrifice that these kids have had to make, the coaches have had to make to their family and friends and stuff over the course of time are too numerous to mention. But these kids are out there trying to live a dream. And, you know, it's 40 minutes or the rest of your life. What do you want? Do you want the national championship or do you not? So we're going to see tons of kids and coaches just put it all out on the line for 40 minutes the next few days. So just enjoy it.
Look, my parting shot is going to kind of piggyback that to a certain degree, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due. UConn has been an unbelievable story, obviously winning the championship last year, a great opportunity for them to go back-to-back. It's something we don't see very often in sports in general, so that could be incredibly special for the UConn Huskies if they're lucky enough to do that and complete that gig. But yeah, man, enjoy Sunday's games. Let's see if Purdue can get it done. Let's see if Dookie V gets it done, or if it's NC State. So for Mike, for John, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch y'all next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.